Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Friday, the 14th, 2007. Friday, September 14th, that is. We're going to have wide open phones for the full 3 hours. I'm going to get to Edelaine Brown to pop in with an update on what's happening there, coming up in about 30 minutes with four of their supporters being arrested on Wednesday. We're also going to do what I wanted to do yesterday and get right into a synopsis, a rundown, a chronicle of the 4 days that I was in New York City and what I witnessed and what I saw and basically my bottom line. Plus, when I was out of town, they just played a few, 30, 40 seconds of what Araldo Rivera was saying. We have several minutes now of selects from the 25 minutes that we took over Fox's live broadcast. And we're going to be airing those coming up in the next segment. I'm going to get that out of the way because, again, I meant to cover it yesterday. We have several other clips from in and around the 9/11 memorial and our activism there coming up as well. Then I have a lot of interesting, quite frankly, frightening news on the economic front as well as the war front. Now, late last month, a B-52 flying up to North Dakota switched crews and didn't offload its nuclear weapons. And this story is still really big, and I'm not trying to poo-poo it, but that from my knowledge of how the Air Force operates and from the knowledge of people here at my office and others I know who've been in the Air Force, namely loading bombs, both conventional and nuclear, on aircraft. This is rare, but not unheard of. There's also a lot of fear going around. I mean, I have hundreds of emails, phone calls, faxes to this office wanting to know about the Air Force stand down today, the day of safety. A, the Air Force announced day one that none of the fighter aircraft will be stood down. That is none of the intercept aircraft. There'll be 76 fighter aircraft doing their normal patrols and waiting to scramble if there are any air and aircraft. The only time they ever stood down was on 9/11, 2001, 6 years and what now, 3 days ago. And every few months, there's some new hyped fear-mongering that goes on. Houston's going to be nuked. It's going to happen on this date. San Diego's going to be nuked. It's going to happen on this date. And we have to come on air and explain that that is not going to happen and that that is fear-mongering. And people do this to get attention. And then when I get up here and I'm serious and I say they're going to attack the World Trade Center and use their asset Bin Laden to take the blame, and it's going to happen in the next 2 months and it happens, then I don't get paid attention to. Serious warnings based in real intel and real information are not listened to. And it is frustrating. A, there are always nukes in the air. There are always aircraft in the air with conventional airburst munitions, cruise missiles, air-launched cruise missiles in the air, with the munitions, and when we get back, I'll get into that some too. And the only reason I'm getting into this and talking about it is because the listeners are demanding it. And so, fine, we'll talk about it. PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net are some of the websites.
Oh, The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, on this Friday edition, here's the type of news I have in front of me. Iran's leader says Bush will be tried as a war criminal. Brett Hume on Fox News has said that the Pentagon has given up on diplomacy and is crafting plans to bomb Iran. So now they're openly announcing what we've known for several years. Question is, when will the other shoe drop, and is there a way to avert disaster? Also, there is lots of news of military drills and exercises going on, starting today and running through the 21st. And because we know that the government ran drills of flying hijacked jets into the World Trade Center and Pentagon Capitol, the Travelers Insurance Building in San Francisco, the Sears Tower in Chicago, and other landmarks, and indeed did hit some of the very same targets at the exact same time the drill was ongoing, we have to look at the hundreds of drills going on every month and look at all of them as if they could be used as covers for attacks. That does not mean we need to cry wolf and say each time it's going to happen and they're going to do it and make declarative statements that we're sure it's going to happen. Because then if we do that enough times, people don't listen to us anymore. And when the real balloon goes up, we won't be able to get anybody to pay attention to our warnings. I've issued, what, two warnings of terror attacks in the last 6 years, 2 months. One of them happened exactly as I said it would, and the other didn't. It was averted because you did listen. You burned up the Congressional and White House phone lines. They knew the jig was up. National television covered it, and I'm sure we averted very serious terror attacks being staged in this country or against U.S. assets worldwide. Now, all of that said, the pieces of evidence being used to say that things are going DEFCON 5, the reasons given for saying that the balloon has gone up are several. A, we have the Sierra Sands Navy exercise and many other large exercises going on that are, by the way, yearly scheduled for decades. Any of them could be used as a cover. We have the nuclear weapons loaded on the B-52 bomber, Stratofortress, flying into Minot, North Dakota for decommissioning and not being unloaded when another crew got on board and flew out. Now, from people I've talked to who were involved in this in the Air Force, in my office and out of my office, loading them by accident is basically impossible. Leaving them on for another crew is very possible, rare but possible, and has happened before. Could this be the cover for something else? I don't know. I mean, what was it, 6-7 years ago in West Texas? It happened in New Mexico before that. A B-2 bomber dropped a dummy bomb. That is no warhead, on a house. They were doing target practice on houses with their classified guidance systems. They dropped it. The bomb went through a tree at an angle, through the bedroom and into the bathroom, and went down 6 feet into the earth. No one was home. It happened at like 10:30 a.m., if memory serves. It happened in the late morning. I don't think that was part of a conspiracy. They had been, the paperwork had gotten mixed up. They loaded a dummy bomb that they used on ranges for targeting. And then they went out and did drills over cities, which they do every single day in this country, different bomber fleets, because it's different random targets they're given each day where they don't just get trained on bombing the same topography, the same range. So you can scrap that, the nukes on the B-52. And not completely, but my nose tells me, my instincts, history, experts I have that I'm able to talk to, that is not a big indicator in all of this. People are saying, well, because they had nukes loaded, meant they were going to nuke Iran. They're flying around with nukes every single day. They're on the tarmac with nukes all over the country. They're overseas with nukes. Not just B-52s, but other aircraft. The B-2s, the B-1s. The list goes on and on and on. They're loaded with Airburst 1,500 foot Airburst. They're loaded with air-launched cruise missiles. They're loaded with conventional munitions. And they have been since the 1950s. So people call up and they say, but they had nukes. They were going to Iran. That is not what that means. Now, am I saying that they're not going to attack Iran? Certainly not. Every indicator is they are going to attack Iran. And we have the $4.5 billion put options placed on the NASDAQ European side of the exchange. And if the market doesn't plunge by at least 30% by early September and September 22nd, somebody is going to lose $4.5 billion, and there's never been a put option placed this big on a particular set of stocks except for 9/11, specifically against American and United, when their stocks were forecasted to only go up, and that's why they call them Bin Laden trades. Of course, it turned out it wasn't Bin Laden making the trades. It led back to the CIA and the FBI, and two FBI agents even went to prison for it, and it was in New York papers, but they only got about $1.5 million of the billions and billions that were made. They just got some of the intel on it and piggybacked. The real individuals, like Buzzy Krongard's firm, director of the CIA, deputy director of the CIA, didn't get in trouble. So that's really the biggest reason to be holding your breath right now. It is now the 14th of September, 2007. We are going to find out in the next 7-8 days if whoever placed this $4.5 billion bet that European stocks, and believe me, if they go down by a third, that's just a break even. The bet is it'll go down by half. It's going to affect us here. And if the European arm of the NASDAQ goes down by 30%, all hell is going to break loose. In fact, all Hades is going to have to break loose in the markets just to drive them down that far. And we're going to find out what's going to happen. Now, because we have talked about this, because we have written about this, because you have spoken about this, because it's gotten a lot of attention, even in Dow Jones Industrials Newswire, and on CNN after the fact, after Dow Jones covered it, whoever is behind this may back off and may not carry out whatever event would precipitate a drop in the market. But most analysts agree, some don't, but they're ideologically aligned with the neocons putting out disinfo, but the vast majority agree, I'd say 7/10 from what I've seen, I've done a lot of reading, hours and hours just to try to pin this down, that if there's an attack on Iran, oil will go up to $200 a barrel within a week. It's already well above $80 a barrel right now, all-time record. Gold is at $714 an ounce last time I checked. Way up. You talk about pucker factor. You talk about holding your breath. That's what you should be concerned about. Because if they go into Iran, that is an event right there enough to bring down the markets by a third. That is an event right there. There will guaranteed be Iranian responses. They won't have to go out and stage terror attacks. The Iranians will carry some out. They'll sure try. And then we're off to the races, World War III. Which is what the neocons are trying to do. They're trying to push us into a clash of civilizations. They're all of this. Iran is the target. Afghanistan, Iraq were only setting their chess pieces up for the checkmate. They want to go into Syria. They want to go into Iran. They want to link up those four nations together right up onto the doorstep of China. So, yes, should we look particularly close at these drills that are taking place right now? Yes, because they coincide with these record Bin Laden put options, as they're called, even by the Dow Jones Industrial publications. And they coincide with massive troop buildup and open discussion of launching World War III. But when you inject into it this info about nukes on B-52s and things like that, and claiming that this Air Force stand down is something special and they do it all the time, and misconstruing and misrepresenting what the stand down is. It's a maintenance stand down. Okay? That's what can discredit us. We've got to be very careful.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Wow. Mike Nelson works in this office. He just walked in and handed me a big Texas Monthly article. This month's issue, titled Grounds for Suspicion. And it's a review of four of my films. And it's a positive review. Texas Monthly. Absolutely amazing. So we'll definitely get this posted up on PrisonPlanet.com. He gives a review of four of my past films. At the end, he gives a plug to Loose Change, Final Cut that's coming out, too. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. This is the monthly review of movies And it's Christopher Kelly, film critic for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for Texas Monthly. I mean, he gave like one-liners for things like The Kingdom with Jamie Foxx that's coming out right now, and one-line mentions at the end for other big films, and I'd say 80% of the three-page article, it's a big one for film reviews, is about my videos. I mean, he makes a few cheeky comments and says, well, he didn't know if it's all true, but it's good that we're asking questions in the tradition of Oliver Stone, and certainly we're having a bigger and bigger effect. And it's a positive review overall. I'd give it about a B+ he gave us. Amazing. Times are certainly a-changing, ladies and gentlemen. But I should mention also Texas Monthly owns MS Communications. MS Communications owns Texas Monthly, and I guess since I have a syndicated show through them, I guess that might have something to do with it. Though there have been positive reviews of the films in other newspapers I have nothing to do with. And the London Guardian, I could have spent hours on this yesterday. I didn't spend 30 seconds on it. I mentioned it. Said 9/11 cover-up was the headline. And said there's been a cover-up, and maybe the conspiracy theorists are right. They've certainly lied in the official story. We know the official story is a lie. The London Guardian is the biggest paper in Europe. It is numero uno. It is on newsstands in Paris, newsstands in Belgium and Holland and Germany, Austria. It is the biggest paper in England, and it is the continent paper, really, for Europe for some reason. And personally, I think the Financial Times of London, you get more information out of it. It's more New World Order, but they basically tell it like it is in there. But overall, The Guardian is the biggest. And they are now saying it could be an inside job. So I don't know. It's really getting to be amazing. Jerome Corsi, Dr. Corsi, wrote an article. We wrote one 2 days ago. Steve Watson did. About how the stand-down story coming up today is a hoax. And I don't know if that's too strong a language, but he's welcome to his own interpretation. I don't certainly ride herd on those guys. But I guess in a way it is a hoax, the way it's being portrayed. The Air Force, I was wrong. I actually pulled it up last night. They don't have a stand-down once a year. They have them all the time. But several times a year, Air Force-wide stand-downs domestically to check equipment and to have maintenance days. You heard Weldon Henson, who worked in Air Force maintenance for 6 years, works in my office yesterday, talk about it in studio. That's my final point about all the hysteria right now that we're about to get nuked or there's about to be a false flag. I'm not saying that couldn't happen. I mean, they may stage one before they go into Iran. But the data people are using, this is my point, to prove their point that there's about to be a false flag, and these declarative statements saying it's going to happen are irresponsible. Because I've looked at the data being used to push this hypothesis, and it's faulty. They don't cite the put options. They don't cite the aircraft carrier's mast. They don't cite the White House saying they've got a green light and may go. They're not citing all of that, which if you cite all, there's a lot of other points too. It does look ominous. You still can't say it's absolutely going to happen. No, they cite the Air Force saying they're going to stand down today. And as Weldon said, if somebody falls off a ladder, the whole base stands down. And they drill ladder safety for several days off and on straight. And when they leave nukes on a plane that were supposed to be offloaded, you better believe they have an Air Force unscheduled standout. Now, there are still going to be aircraft in the sky, as there always have been since 1957 when NORAD was set up, patrolling for hijacked jets or missiles or bombers. And of course, he's done a story, Air Force standout excludes fighter jet protection. All right, we'll get into all the really big news on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Elaine Brown, wife of Ed Brown, up in New Hampshire, the ongoing standoff, has been kind enough to call in to give us another update on any new developments that have happened since four of their supporters were arrested Wednesday afternoon from Texas to Vermont, New Hampshire, New York, and to see if she's learned anything else. And folks are also welcome to call in with anything else they've learned about this situation at 1-800-259-9231. We're about to go to Elaine in one moment, then I'll get into the news on the economy front, and then I've got to go ahead and start getting into the 9/11 synopsis of what happened, the rundown, the chronicle of what happened when I was in New York, and a bunch of audio clips I didn't get to yesterday. But before I go any further, got some Ron Paul info for you. RonPaulDollar.net. And I've got some of these, some silver ones. They are absolutely gorgeous. They've got them in bronze, silver, and gold. And these rounds are just absolutely double-stamped, beautiful. You might have seen this out there on the web. Go to RonPaulDollar.net, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, the folks that run the Liberty Dollar have been around for many years, and they're dedicated to exposing the private nature and the fraudulent nature of the Federal Reserve. And this is a great keepsake and no doubt a collector's item. Their toll-free number to call is 888-421-6181. You can call there and order the silver dollars, the gold dollars, the bronze dollars. They're all just gorgeous with Ron Paul's on the front. That's 888-421-6181 or ronpauldollar.net. There's a banner on prisonplanet.com on the right-hand side that goes to them as well. And it looks like it's already sold out. The Alamo Drafthouse showing, one more showing of Endgame coming up Monday night. Though, little secret, they do hold about 25 tickets at the door till the hour before. I'll tell you another secret. Generally about 10 people out of a crowd of 250, that's all the theater seats because it's big, cause it's got tables, you know, you eat there. Big theater, big screen, but it only holds about half as many people per capita, per size, square foot, because they don't jam you in there. They're big, lavish seats and very comfortable. Well, another little secret that you can generally show up and they'll put folding chairs out for you. I think they probably had like 300 people in there at some of the showings a few weeks ago. So you can still try to get in, and we'll also have a table out there with the books and videos available if you want to drop by and get them there instead of the website. Just like you can go to Brave New Books here in Austin and get them, the books and videos, or you can go to the hardware store in North Austin and get them. You can always go to Infowars.com and get Terror Storm, the final cut that's now out and available. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. 15 cents a day. And all that does is pay for the websites, the servers, for being able to get you this material. And it is a great activist center. I call it an armory in the info war, an arsenal, because you can just burn my TV shows, my videos, my book, Paul Watson's book, all these other films and things, to disc, to either DVD or disc, and give them to folks. And it's a really, really high quality. And the new stuff we're putting up there is in super high quality Flash, QuickTime, and Windows Media Player. And Endgame will be up there. October 15th, it will be available, maybe even a few days earlier, for PrisonPlanet.tv members. You get a monthly membership or a yearly membership. And when you get a yearly membership, you get 3 months free. So all the more reason to go ahead and get the yearly membership. And your support, again, makes it possible. We couldn't do it without you, and I want to thank you all. And I have tried my best to support the Browns in them being able to get a peaceful resolution to what's happening. The IRS is a fraud. It is a scam. We've had Treasury agents go public and expose the fact it's a fraud, and then they are arrested. But beautifully, the jury found him not guilty. Sherry Jackson, IRS agent's gone public about it being a fraud. She's now been arrested. And that's really the big crime here, not just that the IRS is the collection agency for the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve shareholders, but that when prominent IRS and Treasury agents, I mean, Joe Bannister used to raid people like the Browns. That's what he did. And he heard a radio talk show. We're about to go to Elaine Brown. I wanted to preface this. With D.V. Kidd in the Bay Area, where he lives, outside San Francisco, saying it was all a fraud. He spent 2 years researching, and he didn't believe it. He wanted to disprove her. He got mad. He pulled over and listened to it. And 2 years later, he went to superiors and said, can you answer these questions? Offshore corporations, dummy corporations, incorporated in Puerto Rico and Guam, part of Admiralty, a private corporation called the District of Columbia. And he said, if you can't answer this, I'm going to have to resign. They said, resign. We're not going to answer those questions. It is true, ladies and gentlemen. It is true. It is real. Conversely, I don't want the feds to go in there because I don't want the Browns to be hurt, and I don't want the feds to be hurt. I'm not in some hatred of the feds. I'm not in some hatred of these officers. I know they're mercenaries. I know they're brainwashed. But a lot of them are like Joe Bannister. And they threw the book at Joe Bannister, tried to put him in prison for speaking out. And for helping people with their tax cases and for going into court. And he was found not guilty. Now, it basically bankrupted him, having to pay for the lawyers and to go through it all. And by the grace of God, he was found not guilty. And a lot of people are being found not guilty now. But the Browns weren't given a fair trial, and their back's against the wall. And the feds, I was thinking the feds had backed off and were doing something responsible for once. I was on air saying, it's amazing, they've backed off, that's good. We don't want violence for anybody here. And then the helicopter flying at dangerously low altitudes for 2 hours. I'm talking 30 feet, folks. He was going behind trees. We have the video. I watched it live on the web streaming. Von Kleist was streaming it. Dave Von Kleist. We were sitting around here editing Endgame, eating pizza, and I said, let's see how the Browns are doing. An hour ago, it was just a concert. I turned it on, helicopter from behind the trees flying right over them. So dangerous, so bad, such a provocation. With over 300 people there, a lot of them women and children. I mean, just stop it. Stop being criminals. Elaine Brown, thank you for holding during that preface. Are you there?
I'm here.
Ed, you heard the things I was just talking about. Any comments to my statements?
Yeah, they flew over for eight hours until 9:39 that evening or that night, where I asked them, would they please remove themselves to 1,500 feet or above, because we're going to start having fireworks and we don't want the helicopter to be in harm's way. And thank you very much for your security for the past 8 hours and the air show that you've given us for the past 8 hours. So at 9:38, they did retire for the night, flashed their lights a couple of times, and left.
It was very childish what they did.
Very childish. And they were flying, they were literally flying, you're right, at treetop level behind some of the trees here. They weren't more than 10, 15 feet away from the tops of the trees.
Well, I said 2 hours because when I turned the computer on, I witnessed 2 hours of it.
Yeah, they were here for 8 hours until 9:38 that night, from around 2-something or 1-something in the morning, you know, afternoon, early afternoon. Yeah.
But, I mean, you're not, even in a rescue situation, you're not supposed to fly below the trees. You're supposed to send a pulley down, a cable down, and get the people out. I mean, this was dangerous for them. I mean, it's just absolutely criminal.
Some of the guys wanted to just see how close they could get to the helicopter, just for the fun of it. So they did. They went into the woods, went around, and came. They were directly under the helicopter as it was flying around there, hovering, giving us a hard time playing shine the light on each other, you know? How foolish of them. I mean, if they were in a real combat situation, they would have been on the ground in a heartbeat. But I think that's probably what they would like to have said done here. They'd like to have seen somebody to do something negative so that they could call in, you know, whatever, and say they were being shot at and stuff.
Do you think the group was surrounded at that time and didn't know it, and they were wanting to have a big Waco-type situation?
No, the group was not surrounded at that time. I mean, that there's no way the group was surrounded at that time. We had too many people in the woods that would have bumped into somebody.
Well, there was no reason for the feds to do that, and it was very irresponsible, just like tasering Danny Riley and shooting at him was irresponsible and criminal. And now they've grabbed four people. Ed, have you learned anything new?
I heard that one of the individuals they had picked up and let go, they were threatened. The individual was threatened severely by the feds, even to the point of sodomy. If they opened their mouth and said anything, I said, why would they say that? That's disgusting.
You're talking about Terry Melton.
I don't know. Is that his name?
Well, Terry's been at your property videoing for a film he's making, but I know that Terry was threatened and didn't even want to talk to us on the phone, was totally freaked out, and said that they did threaten him if he talked, but that's the only person I know that happened to be with.
There's been like three people I've talked to now that get back to us.
And, well, we need to try to call Melton right now and see if he'll come on air or see if he'll confirm.
Yeah,
who specifically told you that they threatened to sodomize someone?
Yeah, one of the guys did out of Vermont. They've been talking to a lot of people up here in the area, so we don't have any visitors at the time.
So you're not sure who it was? This may be someone else they let go of the four that are being indicted? Or?
That's correct.
So you believe they've released one of the four now?
They may have. I don't know. See, I don't know. I only know it. See, I can't get out of here, and I can't confirm much of anything. I'm stuck here, so hopefully that people will call other people and tell them, people on the outside, so they can confirm this stuff.
Absolutely amazing. Well, the terrorism of threatening someone, and I know Terry was threatened, that is wrong, because Terry didn't do anything. All Terry's done is he's trying to make a film about this.
That's all he was trying to do. Nothing more, nothing less. They keep grabbing the wrong people. Even Danny Riley, he wasn't doing anything. He was hyped about this. Sure he was. But he wasn't doing anything wrong. But he had Jason. He was going into the Army, for God's sake. He was already in the Army. And they went after him, what for? For going, doing some grocery shopping for me? The guy likes to shop. Jason loves to shop. That's what he was doing, shopping. So, and as far as Reno's concerned, I have little to know, little about Reno. I know little about Reno, but as far as I, last I heard, he was back in Iraq. So I'm amazed that they even grabbed or touched him. So what's that all about? So what do they think they're gaining here? Nothing. What do they think they'll learn? There's nothing to learn. We tell them everything on the radio every single day. There are no secrets here. None. If they want to know something, all they have to do is ask. But they haven't talked to us once since hell. We don't listen to criminals and talk to criminals. It's as simple as that.
Ed, your phone's breaking up really bad. Any other points you'd like to add?
Not really. Last we heard was there may be a possibility that they'll do a raid on us or do something next couple of 3 days here. So we'll see. We'll see. Of course, more scare tactics. That's what they do. But we're always ready for this sort of thing anyway, 24 hours a day. So it doesn't matter what they're going to do. We're not going to get us about it. In fact, we just had a great salad for lunch, and, you know, I'll probably take a nap this afternoon and watch a little television or mow the lawn. I haven't decided which yet.
How's your wife holding up?
Good. You can talk to her. She's here. Elaine? Elaine? Yeah, here she is.
Hello, Ed.
Hi, Elaine. Sorry to bug you. How are you holding up right now?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. We're just concerned, you know, about the guys who got arrested a couple of days ago. That's our big concern. So we haven't had any news today about them.
Terry Melton just happened to be at Ground Zero and was walking around in New York with Danny Reilly videotaping.
Right.
And then he got picked up and held and interrogated and threatened and then released, but then he won't talk much more about it. And I'm wondering if that's the individual that you heard about being released, or has someone else been released?
No, it was Terry. I haven't heard of anyone else being released.
And did you hear from someone that they threatened to do horrible things to him?
Yes.
And they heard that. And they heard that. Who was that? And they heard that directly from Terry.
At this point, I really can't say. The person who was directly involved needs to be the one because it's his self that was threatened, if anything is.
No, I understand, but I mean, Ed talked about it on air, so now it's out there. So now I'm just trying to ascertain if that's true. If that's true, if they threaten to do that to him, that is absolutely criminal and absolutely outrageous and basically an Abu Ghraib-type threat, and that's exactly the type of stuff we see the feds do over and over again, and it's very, very disgusting.
Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, this is the sort of thing that you see news clips that they do to prisoners over in Baghdad and places like that. This is the United States of America. This is not supposed to happen here. So people, you know, stand up and scream. My gosh, don't sit there like sheep. I'm sorry, it's just so frustrating.
Well, it's a pretty standard thing about you're going to go to prison and you're going to be raped in the... And that's probably what was said to him. Now, the officer himself threatened to rape him. That is so criminal.
Yes.
And they need to get in serious trouble for that.
Oh, yes, indeed. I mean, talk about threats. Gosh. And they accuse us of threatening. We don't threaten. We just
Well, it was in all the literature, but it was in the a news article, Mainline, that it's in here in my stack. That the person who was with Reno at his house saw Reno be beat up by them.
So I heard. Yes, I've heard nothing further about that. Now, why should they beat him up? You know, he's not done anything either. Well, none of these guys have. The charges that they have, that I saw that charging Danny Reilly with, are total fabrication. Where is the violent crime that they're talking about? There's no violent crime. The only violence was when the marshal shot at Danny Reilly and then tasered him. The only violence is on their side, not ours. We're peaceful. We will only defend. Only defend. We will never go offensive.
Well, I've got Terry's number, and I'm going to call and see if indeed they did threaten him with that, because it's out there now. Mm-hmm. And Terry's done nothing wrong, to my knowledge. I remember when he was going up there, I said, what are you going up there for? I talked to him, and he said, oh, I'm going to make a film about everything that's happening. And then I knew he was in New York because I saw him there, and I didn't even know he was planning to go back out to your place. But just being in New York is not a reason to be arrested and threatened with rape.
Right, yeah. The feds need to be arrested. And they built all these nice detention camps around the country that are empty, so, you know, we got plenty of place to put them.
Unbelievable. This just gets worse and worse by the minute. Ed and Elaine Brown have joined us. Anytime you've got an update or need to talk about something, Elaine or Ed, feel free to call in as we try to de-escalate this situation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. Bye.
All right. All I'm trying to do is de-escalate things, and they're flying helicopters at low altitude, and we got to confirm this report. I know he was scared and said they threatened him. He wouldn't say any more than that. Now we hear it's with rape.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Shows how criminal this country's gotten for them to yell and scream at you and say you're going to go to prison and they're going to rape you, a big black guy is going to rape you and you're going to bleed everywhere and blah blah blah. It's pretty standard. In fact, when I was in high school, I told the story never really got into full details. I might as well just tell the whole story. I've been talking about the police dealing drugs. Just because I was tired of checkpoints and searches and dogs in the school. And I'm like, it's a joke. Those very cops deal drugs. Everybody knows it. I mean, I'd seen them when I was 12 years old delivering drugs. When I'd been at my buddy's house and they were delivering them to his big brother. These were upper middle class people. Drugs were just rampant when I was growing up in the upper middle class area I lived in. And they call me into the office, head of the student police of the school police wants to talk to you. And he goes, listen, I know you stole stereo equipment out of this trailer park. And I go, I've never been to that trailer park. And I've never stolen anything except other than a six-pack of beer out of the back of a golf cart. I've told that story a couple times I did that. I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, and just go ahead and admit it. You're going to be our snitch now. And I said, no, you're a liar. And he came over and put me in handcuffs, slammed my head down into the desk and said, listen, you're going to go to prison and black guys are going to rape you in the bleep. And blood's going to be everywhere. He was getting off on it. And so that's one of the experiences of my life. And, you know, it's in the movies and the culture and you hear about it. But that's the standard deal. And I said, look, I didn't steal any stereo equipment. And then I just didn't talk. And then he said, I think you're mentally ill. I'll never forget that. And slammed my head, not too hard, you know, just bam, back into the table. I think you're mentally ill, you bleeping idiot! You're nuts! Shut your mouth about us! Hey, I'm sorry I didn't own a bar like you did in Dallas. I'm sorry I wasn't a rich cop driving a brand new Corvette. I'm sorry I talked about who dealt the drugs. And that's really just how it works. It is a mafia that has guns and badges and uniforms. And that's what they do. And they don't care if it gets some FBI killed going into the Browns. They don't care if somebody took a pot shot at the helicopter. It's all a big sick game to them. And I don't want any of that to happen. I don't want this to escalate any further. It doesn't help my country or help my life if something bad happens to you. I just literally see you as you're the ones that are mentally ill. Not us. But thank God my dad heard about all that and other things, and he just moved us to Austin. And the rest is history. And I've got to say, the cops are not as corrupt here in Austin compared to Dallas and surrounding areas. That's like a black hole up there, kind of like Chicago or New York or Los Angeles. A black hole of corruption. There aren't as many people on drugs here in Austin, too. You'd think there would be, but I know people in Dallas and areas. It's still worse up there. I hate drugs. I hate them so much. And I hate the fact that the very drug dealers made them illegal so they could put you, when you use them, in prison. So stop using their drugs. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.